Today's shir is Masechta Yoma on Daf Ayin Dalad. We will begin with the Gemara following the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. In yesterday's shir, we learned the Mishnah which said that on Yom Kippur there are five inuyim which are osur, which are prohibited. And the Gemara begins our discussion today focusing on the word osur. Begins the Gemara, Osir, what are you saying in the Mishnah? That these inuyim are prohibited on Yom Kippur. Their osir, is that all they are? Onesh korasu. They in fact have a onesh, a punishment of korus. It's not merely osir. The Gemara understands that the word osir would not reflect an onesh of korus, and that's not true. These things have an onesh of korus. Amar Rab Illa, Vitema Rab Yirmiya. So Rab Illa, and some say it was Rab Yirmiya who said, Loi Nitzricha, what our Mishnah is referring to, El Lachatzishir, it's referring to a person who did not, for example, concerning the Inui of Achila, that one is not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah had stated that the shear for this is Kikoyseves Hagasa, like a large date, and the person ate a half a date. He ate a chatzi shir. That would not make the person liable for an einish karis, but yet it would remain usher. And this is what the Mishnah is referring to in the case where he ate a chatzi shir. And Rashi tells us divrei amaskal chatzi shir kegoin pachos mikoseves hagasa, and the same would be concerning the second inui of shtia, which we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, that the shear is shoyse mala lugmav, that if a person has his cheeks full of a liquid and he would drink that, that would be considered the shear to be over on drinking on Yom Kippur. And Rashi continues, v'chi loy shalom shiura koris leka, but isura ikka. So when the person did not do a full shir on Yom Kippur, either of achila or shit siya, the person would be doing an isur, because chatzi shir is asur natara, but on that there would not be any onish kor. So the word asur is the correct word to use in such an instance. The next Rashi, divrei amaskal chatzi shir, Rashi points out that it's not necessarily precisely chatzi shir, a half of a shir. Rather, Rashi says kolaymer pachus mikishir. It means a tenth, a third, a half, 7/8, any amount which is less than the required shear. For all Isuri Achila, the required shear is bikezayis, an olive's worth. Whenever the Torah uses the word lo sochal, you should not eat something, it means the shear for malchus, for the onesh, is bikezayis, less than a kezayis. Any fraction less than a kezayis is asur min haTorah. And Rashi, as the Meforshim explained, Rashi says, L'kamon b'shmeitza dorish le'mikol chaylev. How do we in fact know that there is an azhara, a person is warned not to eat or drink less than a shear? We learn it out from the Isser chaylev, from the word kol chaylev, that even if one were to eat less than a kezayis, in order to be chay of korus for eating chaylev b'mezid, the person would have to eat a kezayis. But Kol Chaylev tells us that even for less than a kezayis, there does remain an iser. And what Rashi is trying to bring a proof from this pasuk, which the Gemara will bring on Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, Rashi is trying to prove that since Kol Chaylev includes anything, any fraction, so therefore Rashi is trying to say that the word chatzi shir, in fact, kloimer pachas mikashir. That's what Rashi is bringing a raya from that pasuk to his yesod, that chatzi is lav davka chatzi, but in fact it means pachas, any fraction less than the whole. Continues the Gemara, hanich lamandi yamar chatzi shir asam natar. We're going to soon see a machlokas in this world famous sugya called Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah, that there's in fact a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. There may not be an onish, but there is an avera to eat even Chatzi Shir. Rish Lakish disagrees, and Rish Lakish says that since the shir for achila is a kezias, eating anything less than a kezias is mutter min haTorah. In other words, the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is how far less than a shear is mutter. Is it just a heter in the onesh? That's how Rabbi Yochanan learns. There's no onesh that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to if it's less than a shear, but there remains an isser. Or no, according to Rish Lakish, the miut, that less than a shear is not a problem, is not only that there's no onish, there's no problem that the person will get an onish, but in fact, it's a miut that the person is in fact not even doing an iser. So what is our Gemara trying to say? Your answer, Rabbi Illa, is good on our mission if we go like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that a chatz shear is asur min haTorah. There's no chiv kares for eating it on Yom Kippur, but it will remain chatz shear asur, and that's why the Mishnah used the word Yom HaKippurim asur b'chiluv shesiya, even if it's a chatz shear. Ela lamandi yomer, but according to Rish Lakish, da'amar chatz shear mutter min haTorah, that chatz shear is not only there's no einish, but in fact there's a heter achila on less than a shear. So ma'ik lemeimer. So then, what can you answer? Our question comes back: why does the Mishnah use the word asur when it's in fact a chiv kar? Aye, maybe it's Chatz Yishir, and that's when it's Asur with no Chi, of course, but according to Rish Lakish, it's not even Asur by Chatz Yishir. So what teretz will you have on our original question, the Yitmar? Because we have learned Chatz Yishir, what happens if a person eats a Chatz Yishir of any of the Suri Achila? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur Minatara. Rabbi Yochanan says that this is prohibited Minatara, and Rish Lakish Amar Mutu Minatara. Rish Lakish says it is permitted Minatara. So ha Nichla, Rabbi Yochanan, it's good according to Rabbi Yochanan, what you answered on our but what can you answer according to Rish Lakish? The Gemara answers, Rish Lakish, even though Rish Lakish holds Chatz Yishir Mutter Min HaTorah, but he's molded that it's Asur Min HaRabbanan. And as Rashi says, our Mishnah, when it says Asur, according to Rish Lakish, we'll have to say that the Mishnah is speaking about a case of Chatz Yishir, and Asur means that it is only Asur Min HaRabbanan. Continues the Gemara, Ihachi, if you're going to tell me that according to Rish Lakish, who holds Chatz Yishir is Mutter Min HaTorah, but yet it's Asur Min HaRabbanan, Ihachi Lo Nechayv Le Korban Shvua. If so, the person who will make a Shvua on a Chatz Yishir on Yom Kippur, or any other Isra Achila, I will not eat a Chatz Yishir of this Isra Achila, he should not be chayv on it a korban shvua. What is a korban shvua? Says Rashi in the first wide line in the middle. Hanishbish lo yoichel chatz yishir midavar asur. Someone who makes a shvua not to eat a chatz yishir of something that's prohibited. Va'achal, and then he did eat lo nechayv of korban shvua svitui. He should not be chayv for transgressing a shvua, which normally would be mechayv him in a korban. Here he should not. Why not? As Rashi brings down the Gemara Masech Teshuvos Daf Chav Zayin, Nishba L'kayim Es HaMitzvah Lo Kiyam Poter. If somebody made a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah that's written in the Torah, and he did not fulfill it, he's poter for the shvua. Or Nishba L'vatel V'lo Bitel Poter. Or he made a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah in the Torah, and he was not mevatel. He's also poter. Because, as the Gemara soon will tell us the klal, kvar Mushba Mihar Sinai. He cannot affect a shvua on top of a mitzvah. To do it or not do it, the shvua is not chal, because Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai accepted this, and like we have a halacha, ein iser chal al iser, one iser cannot come on top of another iser, one shvua cannot come on top of another shvua, so here you're already asur min haTorah, so your shvua won't work. Now, if you're going to tell me that according to Rish Lakish, Chatzi Shir, although it's not Asum and Atar, remains Asum and Rabbanon, and as Rashi is going to tell us on Daf Ayin Dalam and Aleph, that once it's Asum and Rabbanon, there's already an Issur Deraisa of Lois Sasser. We're not supposed to go to the right or to the left from anything that the Chachamim tell us. So if so, if a person makes a shvuah that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir, which is aser midrabbanon, according to what we just said in Rish Lakish, comes out because of loy saser, he's mujba from Har Sinai not to transgress even a chatzi shir. If he did transgress it, he would not be over on a shvuah bitui, because he's already aser in that chatzi shir, since it's an issur midrabbanon. Ihachi, back to the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom. Ihachi loy nechayiv ale korban shvua. There should not be a chiv of a korban shvua if a person prohibited upon himself a chotzi shir of an isra chila. Alamatnanu, why do we learn not like that? Because we learned shvua shaloy oichel. If a person made a shvua that he won't eat, v'achal nevelus treifish chotzerim ashim, and he ate from Isuri Achila, which he's not allowed to eat, the halacha is that he is chayiv a korban shvuah of Rab Shimon. Poiter, Rab Shimon says he is potter. Vahavinim bo amai chayiv. And we ask the question, why in fact in this case is the person chayiv? He said he won't eat, but he is not allowed to eat nevelas treif shkatz from mushroom. He's not allowed to eat a nevela, is an animal that was not shechted properly, that was not ritually slaughtered properly. Treif is a defect in the animal which would not allow him to live for a year. Shkatz from mushroom are crawling creatures which the Torah has prohibited, so these he's not allowed to eat anyway because the Torah prohibited all of these. So this is not considered that he has transgressed his shvuah of not eating, because he's not allowed to eat these from the Torah anyway. And that's why we understand Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says he's potter if he transgressed and ate the nevelos and treifos. Why is he potter? He has not transgressed on his shvuah. He has transgressed on the nevelos and treifos, but he's not transgressed on his shvuah of shaloy oichel, because these things he can't eat anyway. Vavina bo, and we're trying to understand the Tanakama, amai chayiv. Why does the Tanakama say you're chayiv? Mushba v'yoymed mar Sinai, who he's already sworn, he's part of Klal Yisrael, which has sworn to accept at Har Sinai that we're not going to eat nevelos treifos guts of Ramashim. And if so, why is it considered that he has gone against his shvuah? He's not allowed to eat this from the Torah anyway, so his personal shvuah should not go into effect concerning the nevelos and treifos. And we have on this two answers. The first answer to this question is from Rav Ushmul Rav Yochan. The Amri, they answered Bekoilel, that the reason he did transgress a shvuah is because he made his shvuah with a more inclusive shvuah. He was kolel, he included dvorim amutarim in dvorim asurim, permitted things with prohibited things. As Rashi brings down an example, he said, I make a shvuah that I will not eat basar shchuta, ritually slaughtered meat, and I will also not eat basar nevela, I won't eat, if an animal died without a proper shchita, I will also not eat it. So Rashi says, migoy, since the shvuah is chal, it does go into effect on ritually slaughtered meat, on the basar shchuta, it also goes into effect on those Isuri Achila, which he wasn't allowed to eat from the Torah as well. That's called Kolel. We have the same concept in Ein Isser Chalal Isser, that if there's an Isser Kolel, if the second Isser prohibits more than the first Isser, then it does go on top of the first Isser, and the person will be, in fact, over two Isurim for the same thing. The same thing over here. The Shvuah is Chal, because he was Kolel. He included Basar Shchuta along with the Basar Nevelu Trefa. And therefore, he did transgress his Shvua by eating the either the Shchuta or the Nevelu Trefa, even though the Nevelu Trefa is already Asr from the Torah. But since it was part of an Isser Kolol, his Shvua did go into effect even on the Nevelu Trefas. And therefore, he is Chayiv. Now, Reb Shimon, who says Potter, that's because Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the concept of Kolol, as Rashi explains, and therefore Reb Shimon holds by his Shita that he would still be Potter even if it was through a Kolol. Continues the Gemara, the second teretz to this question of why are you Chayiv? Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish answers, Iyata Moitze, the only way we'll have an answer to our question on the Tanakhama, why is he Chayiv if he was already commanded from Har Sinai? Ela b'mefaresh chotzi shir v'alibe d'rabbanan. It will be in one of two cases. The main answer of Resh Lakish is that we'll be speaking about a chotzi shir. And it'll either be a case, according to the Rabbanan, of Mefarish, where he speaks out, I want to prohibit on myself a Chatzis Shir. The Rabbanan Shita is that if you don't explain clearly that you want to prohibit even a Chatzis Shir, we say that Stam, he's asserting himself Kishir. The Rabbanan, as Rashi brings down the second last wide line on the Amid, in Mesech Teshuah Staf Yotesimid Beis, HaNishba Shaloi Oichel Stam, Oyser Atzmai B'Kishir. So he's only prohibiting himself in a shear. So how will I make it a case where he's ushering upon himself even a chatzi shear when he's mefarish? So according to Rabban, it's mefarish. Oy bistam, or it could be a case where he wasn't mefarish. He didn't explicitly say I prohibit upon myself a chatzi shear, but even bistam, he said plain, I am prohibiting food on me, va'aliba the Rabbi Kiva, and this will be going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Adam Oyser Atzer B'Choshu, Rabbi Kiva Shita is, that when a person doesn't explain clearly whether he means a shear or a chatzi shear, so according to Rabbi Kiva, even if he doesn't explain it clearly, he means to include everything, which means both a shear and a chatzi shear. So what is Rish Lakish saying? That either according to Rabbanan, when you explicitly said a chatzi shear, or according to Rabbi Kiva, even if you didn't explain it clearly, but you mean a chatzi shir as well, so this will be a case where you're not chayiv min haTorah, because Rish Lakish l'shitasei holds chatzi shir mutter min haTorah. So if I explained it according to Rabbanan that I want to ask for a chatzi shir, or according to Rabbi Kiva I said it's tam and I mean a chatzi shir, and this is something that's not prohibited from the Torah, so here will be a case where my shvuah will be chal, because I'm prohibiting upon myself chatzi shir. The Torah only was mushba voimed mar Sinai on a shir sholem, on a complete shir. But I am prohibiting upon myself even a chatzi shir, so my shvuah would be good. And if I ate a chatzi shir of nevela treif, I would be chayiv, because that is not something that's prohibited in the Torah. That is something that I am adding to the Torah's prohibition. So my shvuah is chal, and therefore I will be chayiv if I ate that chatzi shir. So the Gemara's question, as Rashi explains, on Daf Ayin Dal Amud Alef, at the end of the first Rashi, Divrei HaMaaseh V'Alibud Rabbi Kiva, so around five lines from the end of that first Rashi, Ve'i Sfir Leila Rabbi Shlakish, the Chatzis Shir Asamid Rabbanan, Heichimukil Olahad the Tani Chayiv Ba'ichol Chatzis Shir V'Harei Af Olav Mushba Mishum Lav De Leisaser. Here's that Rashi where he quotes the Lav of Leisaser. How can Rish Lakish, if we're going to say that even Rish Lakish holds Chatzis Shir Mutter Min HaTorah, but Mid Rabbanan it's usher. And what does it mean in our Mishnah Yom Kippur? Usher b'achila. It means chachishir mid rabbanan. It's usher. But if so, if it's usher mid rabbanan, and there's a lav lois usher, so he again is already mushba me'ar Sinai not to transgress the chachishir. So how could this be a good teretz on why the rabbanan say I'm chayiv for shvuas bitui on a chachishir? That chachishir, if it's a mid rabbanan, there's a lav of lois usher. You're not supposed to deviate from what the rabbanan to tell you right or left. So again, he's Mushba Mehar Sinai. And if so, again, our question comes back. Why should I be Chayiv? The Shvuah should not be Chal on the Shvuah Mehar Sinai. The Chi Taman, if you're going to want to answer me, Kivan this Lehetim and Atoira, Kachayil Korban Shvuah, maybe you'll say that as long as from the Torah itself there is no prohibition on Chatzishir, because Rish Lakish holds Chatzishir is mutter min haTorah. It's only Asa mit Rabbanan, but on that I will say that the Shavuos Bitui doesn't reckon with the Issa de Rabbanan, but it only reckons whether it is Asur initially min haTorah or not. And here, initially, it's not Asur min haTorah. It's only Asur because the Rabbanan said so. So Resh Lakish will hold that's enough to make the person chayiv in a Korban Shavuos Bitui. Vatnan, that's not so. We see by another Shavua that we do reckon with the Rabbanan. That's not, we learned in a Mishnah. Shavuos A, this Mishnah, which is in the Shavuos Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, this Mishnah concerns the Shavuos Ha'edus, which is if somebody says he doesn't know any testimony about his friend, and if he would say his testimony, it would enable his friend to collect monies that are due to his friend, and he says I don't know anything about it, even though he does, and later he's found out to be a shakran. So the halacha is that he has to bring a korban olav yored, a korban which is dependent exactly what he has to bring depending on his financial status, whether he brings a more expensive korban, a less expensive korban. But this shavuos ha'edus ein and haheges ela beruyin lahayit. So the Mishnah there said that the only time you're over on this shavuos ha'edus is im lo yagid, if you were able to say a hagadah in Besdin and you refrained from saying, and later you were found to be a liar, you admitted that you did know testimony about your friend, so then you have to bring this korban oil of v'yored. So the Mishnah there says that it's this this korban shavuos ha'edus is noy heges ba noshim, but not noshim, because women cannot say testimony. It is by rechokim, people who are not related, v'lo b'krovim, and not people who are related, b'ksheir and v'loy b'psulin. And then it says that it's only noyeg berui and lahayit v'avina. But we had a question: l'mute mai? What is this extra stipulation? This extra grouping? What is it coming to exclude? Didn't we say all the exclusions already? We were mamayit nashim and kroivim and psulim. So what is this coming to be mamayit? Rapapa amar lamute melech. Rapapa said it's mamayit, a special category of a melech that due to his status, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Ches, as Rashi brings down here, says loy meid v'loy meid noisai. A king doesn't testify and one does not testify against the king. So therefore, since he doesn't testify, he's not included in lo yagid and in refraining from saying testimony about his friend, because he himself doesn't testify. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Lamuti Masechta B'Kuvya. This comes from Mamayit, someone who plays with dice, and it doesn't only mean someone with dice. That's just an example of a gambler. Any gambler is posel edus midrabbanan, because we hold, as the Gemara explains in Masechta Sanhedrin, that asmachto loy kanya. Why does a person gamble? Because he thinks he's going to win. If he would know l'chatchila that he's going to lose all the money, he would not gamble. But he's always thinking, I'm going to make it, I'm going to win. And therefore, the person who is the winner in the game is really stealing. It's considered that he's stealing money from a midrabbanan, because had Reuven known that he's going to lose the game, he would never have agreed to allow Shimon to take his money away from him. That's considered gzeila midrabbanan. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that a person who's a gambler, who's posel la'edus midrabbanan, he is not oiver im lo yagid, if he didn't say testimony, he doesn't have to bring the korban shavuos ha'edus, because he is pasul from testimony to begin with. The Gemara says, "V'amisach b'kuvya mitaraisa mechzachazik." A misach b'kuvya is only osur mitarabbanan. He's mitator. He's a kosher edus. V'rabbanan u'depaslu. It's only the rabbanan who said that he's pasul to say edus. And as Rashi brings down here, and also Rashi in Masechta Sanhedrin at the beginning of the Masechta brings down, that mitaraisa, what is considered gzela, only someone who does, like it says the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, vayigzal asachanis miyad haMitzri. He stole the spear from the hand of the Mitzri. He has to do an act of forcibly removing something from his friend. But taking the money away in such a manner through a game, through losing a game, that is not considered a gazla midaraisa. So it's only midarabbanan. And yet we say that the person is not eligible to be an aid. If he's not eligible to be an aid, he's not over on Shuas Aedis when he knows Aedis about his friend, which he doesn't tell Besdin. And this is only an Issa Rabbanan. And yet you see that we do reckon with the fact that it's that he's Asum Rabbanan. So the same thing should be over here by Shuas Bitui, by Chotzi Shir. How can Rish Lakish say that? That's why the Rabbanan say he's Chayiv, if he was mashbi on himself a chotzi shir and he transgressed that, because midarais it's mutter. But why don't we reckon with the rabbanan? And since the rabbanan it's aser, he's already mushba because of lois aser not to eat the chotzi shir, so he should not be chayav for shuas bitui. Just like over here, the mesach bekuvia is not chayav for shuas eidus. The Gemara answers shiny hasim. There it's different by shuas eidus. The Amar Kra, the pasuk says you in lo yagid, that if you don't testify what you know, then you have to bring a korban oil of yairid because you were over on Shavuos Eidus. But vahai lav bar hagadu klal. This person is a mesach bekuvia. Good, you're right. It's only mid rabbanan. But bottom line, Bezdin is unable to hear testimony from him. If Bezdin is unable to hear testimony from him for whatever reason, let it be only mid rabbanan. They have to reckon with the fact that he's not a bar hagadus eidus, and if he's not eligible to say testimony in Bezdin, he at the same time is not over if he knew Eidus and didn't say it about his friend. So that's a special halach over there by Shavuos Eidus. Whereas over here by Shavuos Bitui, Resh Lakish holds that since Midaraisa Chatzi Shir is Mutmina Torah, it's only Midarabbanan that it is prohibited, that is considered enough to be mechayiv him on a deraisa level for being over Shavuos Bitui and eating a chatzi shir of the nevelis and treifis, which are not asumin haTorah, even though they are asumin haRabbanan. Continues the Gemara, you began the whole sugya with the words asur. Onish Karasu, you understood that the word Aser does not include an Onish Karas, and that's why you have to come on to the Teretz of Chatzi Shir, is Aser either Mid HaTorah or Mid HaRabbanan, V'chol Heicha, the Tani Onish Karas, Loi Tani Aser? Are you telling me that wherever something is Chayv Karas, the Tan of the Mishnah would not have used the word Aser? V'Tani, I'll bring you a Brisa, and not like that. The Brisa says, Afal Pishar Amru Aser B'Kulon, even though our Mishnah said that all of the five Vinuyim, Achila, Shtir, Rechitza, Sichel, and Nilas Asandal, and Tashma Shamita are Osir Loy Amru on his chorus, El Ala Oichel, Vishais of Isim, Alocha Bulvad, the only Isur for which one would receive chorus on Yom Kippur is for eating, drinking, and doing Malocha. But the other Isurim, such as Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashma Shamita, those are not Chayiv Koras. They're only Aser. But what do we see? That the word Aser includes all categories. It includes those Inuyim where they are only Aser. And it also includes Achilu Shasiya, which are Inuyim, for which there's a Chiv Koras. And yet we use a catch-all phrase of Aser. So you see, Aser does apply even to something that's Onish Koras. So what was your Kasha in our Mishnah? That it only says Aser and not Onish Koras. And for the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Kish Amru Aser, when we use the expression Aser in our Mishnah, Loi Amru Ela Bika Chatzi Shir. That's only V'yayit a Chatzi Shir. Avol Kishir. But if the person actually ate a Shir, Kikaitzav Sagasa, or Moli Lugma Vashtia, over there, Onish Karas. There the person would be Chayv Karas. And then the Brisa continues, Avol Pisha Onish Karas, even though when the person eats a shear, there is an anish karas. Ain anish karas el oichel v'shayis v'ayis malacha bovad. Echad. But the other things, they're only Usher and no English cars. So according to this new way of explaining the Brisa, it's consistent with the Teretz that we gave before, that Isser refers not to English cars, because Isser is going on Chatzis Shir. Shir would be Anish Karis, and then Anish Karis would only apply to three Isurim on Yom Kippur and not the rest. The Iboy is saying, if you want, I'll give you another Teretz, Kiktani Asur Ashara. When does it use the word Asur? That's going only on those Isurim where there is no Anish Karis. So the Brisa means to say that Afbish Amru Asur Bekulon, but the Anish Karis is only to some of them. And the word Asur will remain on the others, on the Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashrish Amita. The Tana, Rabbi Rav Yosef learned Bishar Sifrei, the Bei Rav, in the other Svarim, learned in the Beis HaMedrash. And as Rashi explains here, this refers to the Sifrei, the books of the Medrash on Bamidbar and Devarim. The Rashbam in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amid Beis says it also. Shar Sifrei refers to the Mechilta, which is the Medrash on Shmos, and it is excluding the Sifra, which is the Torah's Kahanim, the Medrash on Vayikra. So in those other Svarim, the other Medrashim, learned in the Beis HaMedrash, it is written, Minayin L'Yom HaKippurim Sha'asur V'Rechitza B'Sicha V'Nilas HaSandal Tashra Shamita. How do I know that these four other Inuyim of Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, washing and smearing and putting on leather shoes, Tashra Shamita, and not having marital relationships, how do we know that they are Asur without an Anish Karis, but only Asur, Tamid Loimer Shabbat, since it says in the Torah, Shabbosain Shavois. So that means that a person should rest from these additional pleasurable activities. As Rashi explains, just like we have Shabbos Shabbosain concerning Malacha on Shabbos, and there we learned that there's an Asmachta to teach you that besides the Lamates Malachas, where the word Shabbos Shabbosin is written next to, so the Chazal teach us that not only the 39 Avos Malachas are Asur, but other Malachas are Asur as well, even though they're not full-fledged Malachas, so too here, where Shabbos Shabbosin by Yom HaKippurim is put next to the Inuyim, so we learn out that not only is Achilu Shesia the primary Inuyim of eating and drinking prohibited, but and there it is Takan Onish Chorus, but Shabbos Shabbosin, we're going to add also the minor Inuyim of Rechitza, Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, and Tashmish Shamita. There's a machlokas in the Meforshim whether Rashi here means to say that those Shari Nuyim will be in fact Asur min HaTorah, or whether this is an Asmachta Bialma and they will only be Asur min Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, we learned before, Chatzis Shir. If someone ate only a small amount, less than a shear of one of these suri achila, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish. Rabbi Yochanan and Amar asur min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says this is prohibited min haTorah. There's no onesh, but there is an isur achila min haTorah. Shlokish Amar mutter min haTorah. Shlokish says that this is not only there's no onesh, but in fact there's no hazara. It's mutter min haTorah. Although we learned in the sugi before, it still remains asur min rabbanan. Now the Gemara is going to explain the rationale of each one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asur min haTorah, Kivin the Chazil Tzarufe Isur Ka'achal. Since the first half could add on to another half, therefore the person is eating Isur even in the first half. And in a moment we will explain exactly what these words mean. There is a Chakira, there is a question in the Achronim exactly what these words mean. Resh Lakish Amar Mutter min haTorah. Resh Lakish says this is permitted min haTorah. Why? Because Achila Merachmana. Because the Torah, in referring to all the Yisuri Achila, uses the word Achila. And what does Achila mean? Bekezayas, an olive's worth. And therefore, if someone ate less than a kezayas, not only is there no onesh, But likewise, there was even no hazhara. The person minat Torah was 100% permitted to eat less than a shear of a kezias, and he's not over on any iser whatsoever. Achila amrachman of aleka, and you don't have a shear achila, and therefore, not only is there no oinish, there's no iser. Eser, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question to Rish Lakish. We learned, ainly elakol sheyeshna boinish yeshna bashora. As Rashi explains, by chelev, the onish, the punishment, and the azhora, the warning, are written one right next to the other. I'm reading the third wide line at the bottom of Rashi. Kol chelev, it says in the pasuk, kol chelev shor v'chesev eiz lo yisoichlu. That's the azhora. Don't eat any chelev of these various behemoths. V'samachlei, and next to the azhora, the warning, it says, ki kol oichel chelev min ha-behema v'nichrasa. Whoever will eat chelev from a behema, will eat these forbidden fats from a behema, will receive an einish, of course. Harei einish, so I have the einish. So I have azhora and an einish, one next to the other. So ein li, continues Rashi, shehei muzer el al kishir shehu einishalav. I would say that the azhara is the same as the onish. Just like a person receives an onish only on a shear, elal kishir shu onishalav chorus, the gabi onish like sif kol achelav. Ela oichel, the sif ki kol oichel chel. By the onish, it doesn't put the word kol on what you're eating, it puts kol on who's eating it. Ki kol oichel chelev, whoever eats the chelev is chayiv. But how much are you eating? It doesn't say, it doesn't say there kol chelev. The gabe oinish like siv kol achelev, the kol is not going on what you're eating. In other words, because if it would be going on what you're eating by the oinish, then it would mean that the oinish would apply even to a little bit. Which reminds me that we didn't speak out before about Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that if a person ate a chatzi shir, Reb Shimon held in the Gemara at the top of the Yomid, that if a person ate a nevelis treiv shkatzurim masim, and he made a shvuah shaloi eichel, I shouldn't eat it, he is potter. So we learned before that he doesn't hold of koilel, he doesn't hold that there's a migui, so koilel would not work, therefore he holds potter. What about chatzi shir? Chatzi shir, Rashi tells us, that Reb Shimon wouldn't hold of either, because Reb Shimon holds that the only time you need a shir is legabe korban. But legabe malchus, you don't need a shir. Reb Shimon shita is, l'shitasai, Reb Shimon holds, in the Gemara in Makkos, daf Yud Zayin, that kol shu l'makkos, that for Makkos all you need is a kol shu. So that's the reason why he can't accept Rish Lakish's teretz before of chatzi shir usur, even midrabbanan, he can't accept it because, or Rish Lakish there is going, the chatzi shir is mutter min ha-Torah, and therefore you're prohibiting something that the Torah did not prohibit. And that's why the Rabbanan, the Tanakam holds chayiv. Reb Shimon says, no, I hold that chatzi shir, I hold that the Torah itself prohibits all isuri achila, even less than a shir. So Mimela, again, you're not being mechayiv on yourself something that the Torah didn't prohibit. And therefore, Reb Shimon holds potter. However, getting back to our sugya here at the bottom of the Amid, I would say, as Rashi explains, let's go into the Gemara again, Eser of Yerichel Rish Lakish. Ainly elakol sheyesh debaynish yesh nevazhara. I would say that whatever is in the onesh is in the azhara. And since it doesn't say kol chelev by the onesh, if it would say kol chelev by the onesh, it would mean that the onesh would go even on kol chelev, on all chelev, even less than a shear. But it doesn't say that. That means for the onesh, you need a shear shalom, not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that all the onshim of Malkus go even on a kol shu. We do not hold like that. We hold that the onesh goes only on a shear. But by the azhara, which is written right next to the onesh, there it does say kol chelev. So I would have had a hava mina, just like the kol that it says by the einish is going on the person. Every person is chayiv. What is he chayiv on? He's only chayiv on chaylev. There's an isra chaylev of a shear. That's the onish. So I would say that the azhara should go like the onish also, and therefore anything that doesn't fit into the exact category should be mutter. For example, a chatzi shear should be mutter, or a koi. A koi should be mutter. What is a koi? A koi, various pshatim, the Gemara and Chulin, Daf Pei Amud Beis, whether it is the offspring of a tayish and a tzivya, a animal and a chaya, a goat and a female deer. Or whether, as we'll see on Amud Beis, it's a ber yibifnei atzmai. We don't know what it is. It's not a chaya. It's not a behema. It's a creature all by itself. So, if the onish is written next to the azhara, I would say, just like there's no onish on a chatzishir or on a koi, because we can't categorize it as a behema, where the chaylev would be usher. So koi v'chatzishir hoil ve'ena ba'onish, yachal ena ba'azhara, I would say that there's no azhara on it either. Talmud loimer kol chaylev. Therefore it says kol chaylev to include a koi, the chaylev even of a koi is usher. And in ours, the always the halacha is that the chaylev of a behem is usher and of a chay is mutter. So I don't know what the halacha would be by a koi. The halach is you need a shear, and here's a chatzi shear. So I would say if there's no oinish on it, there's no asar either. Tamal loimer kol chaylev, that the chaylev of a koi is asar, and the chaylev of chatzi shear is also asar. So Rabbi Yochanan is asking on Rish Lakish that l'chayr, from here we see that chatzi shear from the pasuk of kol chaylev, chatzi shear is asar min ha-Torah. The Gemara answers, what will Rish Lakish answer this question? Mid Rabbanan, that's only an issue. Rabbanan v'kross machta bialma. The cross only, it's a remez from the Torah, from kol chaylev, but the Torah is not trying to make a real limud. It's only a remez, it's a hint that that this is usher, but the isser in fact is midrabbanan, and they found a hint in the words kol chaylev. Now Taisus here on the top Taisus, kivin dechazit tarufi sura ka'achol. Taisus asked a question before we had a swara of chazi litzarufi. Since it's chazi litzarufi isura ka'achol, and now the Gemara seems to be saying a new reason why chatzishir is also because of a ribui of the word kol chaylev. Taisus and Taisus says that Rabbi Yochanan knew kol chaylev because in fact we just saw that Rabbi Yochanan is asking from kol chaylev on Rish Lakish. So how does the Gemara say Rabbi Yochanan amar asum natar? Because keeping the chazan tzarufei isura ka'achol, when Rabbi Yochanan later himself brings the pasuk of kol chaylev. Taisus answers, the Rishonim give various terutzim. Taisus there it says that if it would not be for the svar of keeping the chazan tzarufei isura ka'achol, then I would say that the pasuk is going only on koi. It's not going on chatzi shir. So, but since I have the svar of chazan tzarufei, so then I say that the pasuk itself is not only going on koi, it's going on chatzi shir also. Otherwise, I would say that Chatzi Shir is only an Asmachta like Rish Lakish, in fact, answers. So Rabbi Yochanan says, since I have the Svara, then I say that the Pasuk is a Drasha Gemur and Midaraisa, it's Kol Chelv Midaraisa to include Chatzi Shir. The Ritva says that the real limit is from the Pasuk, and Chazal Tzarufi is a Svara like a Tam Hakra. The Run answers that Kol Chelv is only teaching you the Halach of Chatzi Shir by Chelv. How do I know Chatzi Shir B'chol HaTorah Kula by other Yisurim? So on that, I have the swara of Chazal Tzarufi. Now, what exactly is the swara of Chazal Tzarufi? The Achroinim say you can make a chakira. You could say it's either a simon or a siba. What does that mean? You could say it's a simon, meaning that kiv in the Chazal Tzarufi, since the first half can be mitzarf with the second half, so that's a raya. The Gemara says isura ka'achal, that's a proof that the first half, the first fraction must also have molecules of Isser in it. The only place that I find the two things that are heter are mitzarf l'Isser is by Basar B'cholov. Each one by itself is meat and milk. Each one by itself is permitted. When they're cooked together, then they became Isser. But by any other Isser, how do I get to a shear of a kezias of Isser If the first half was total heter and the second half was total heter, how do I get the two halves together to make a shir sholem kezayis of iser? Must be kiven the chazir tsarufi. Since I see the first half can join with the second half to create a whole shir of iser, that's a raya, that's a simon, that's a proof that isura kachal, that even the first half have molecules of iser. Good, it says loisoichel, you shouldn't eat. To get an oinish, you need a kezayis. But as far as Isser, I have already with the first half alone, it must have molecules of Isser to start with the other molecules of Isser to create a Shir Shal. That's one way to look at it. A second way to look at it is that it's a Siba, a cause. In other words, it's a Gzeira, Kiv in the Chaz of the Saruf. Since if he eats the first half, and then, Bechdei Achilas Pras, within a certain amount of time, different shittas, how much that time is, let us say l'chumra, even 9 minutes apart, he would eat the two half kezesim within a span of 9 minutes, he would have eaten a shir sholem of an iser. So since, even the chazal tsarufi, since if I eat the first half and within 9 minutes I'm going to eat the second half, I would be eating a shir sholem, so the Torah itself prohibited me, as Rabbi Yosef Engel in his forum writes, that there is a concept not only of Gzeira Midrabbanan, but there's even Gzeira Midaraisa. And he, for example, by a Nazir, the real Isser is wine, but the Torah also ushered the shell of the skin of the grapes and the seeds inside. That's all a Gzeira from the Torah. The Torah itself sometimes prohibits one thing because of another. So here too, the chotzi shir, the first half, is prohibited because since it could be mitzaref, theoretically, you could eat the second half within a kedei achilas pras. Therefore, the Torah itself said there's a gzeira on the first half. So now we would read the words a little differently. Ki even the chazit starufei, since it could happen that we would join the first half with the second half. So isur kachal. Therefore, the Torah said we are going to prohibit even the first half. Really, the first half does not have molecules of iser. Really, the first half is heter gomer. However, the Torah asks the first half as exera, you shouldn't come on to add on the second half as well. What will the difference be between these two svaras? The difference will be in a machlokas which the Achronim bring. We have a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchas Chametz and Matzah where the Mishnah Lamelech says that by mitzvahs, do you have a concept of chotzishir by mitzvahs? If a person can only eat a half kezayis of matzah, should he eat it to fulfill the half kezayis, or he's not doing anything? The Mishnah Lamelech's shita is that he's doing nothing, and he doesn't have to even eat a chotzi kezayis of matzah. He's doing nothing. However, the Sefer Machzik Bracha disagrees, and he says that he is doing a chotzi shir of a mitzvah. So l'chayra, it will be totally in this machlokes. If we say that the understanding of chazi l'tharufi is that it is a simon, it is a simon that it is doing, that there is molecules of iser here, so by mitzvah we could say the same thing. How do you get a shir sholem of a kezayis of matzah? That's only it's a simon that this half can join up with another half. That's a simon that even in the first half there is the molecules of the matzah and you of a mitzvah. Or else you'd never get to a shir sholem. But if the reason is by averus, that it's a gzeira, I'm going to answer the first half because you might come to eat another half. That only applies by averus. By isra achila would not apply by a mitzvah. That would be the swar of the Mishnah Lamelech that there is no chatzi shir by mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara. Hachi nami mistavra. We're up to three lines from the bottom. It also makes sense. It's logical that this whole brisa with the Onish and the Azhara that was speaking about Midrabbanan v'kras machta b'yalma, as Rish Lakish answered, the Isak adat deraisa, if you say that the Brisa was going on a deraisa level, koi sveku, what is a koi? It's a suffix whether it has a status of a behema or a chaya. It's a kol asuye sveka. Does the Torah have to prohibit a suffix? If it's only asur midrabbanan, then it makes sense that the Torah asur midrais, it's completely mutter. But if you're telling me that we're dealing on a deraisa level, does the Torah have to asur a suffix? Rashi on Amud Beis, the top Rashi, says, bitmiya, ata kamishmaya sveku. Midrais, does Hashem have a suffix? And if there would be a suffix to us, sveikat deraisa l'chumra. There's no need for the Torah to go out of its way to tell me that a koi is prohibited. It must be we're dealing on a drabbanan level, says Rish Lakish. The Gemara says no. Imishum ha lo yiria. That doesn't bother me. Why? Because savri, as we turn to daf ayin dalam abeis, koi bear b'fnei atzmi. A koi is not a suffix. Rather, it is its own identity. It's neither a behema or a chai. It's a third category called koi, and therefore I need the pasuk kol chelev to tell me that even on a deraisa level it is usur. This is how Rabbi Yochanan will respond to Rish Lakish's question, and I'll bring you a proof, says Rabbi Yochanan. Di lo tema hachi, if you're not going to answer like I just said, that a koi is a separate creature, neither animal nor chaya. Hod amar Rav Yehuda bar Avin, that which Rav Yehuda bar Avin said concerning dam, that we learn out from kol, that the pasuk uses the word kol, af kol asui koi, that the dam of a koi is also asur. Koi sveikahu. According to you, Rish Lakish, you said that koi is a sveika. It's a kol rabui sveika. Do you need to tell me that the dam of a koi is asur to be marba suffik? Again, there's no suffik to Hashem and to us, sveika deraisa l'chumra. I don't need a special pasuk to asur. Elia, bear yeshina. You're going to tell me, no, it's a separate beria. I would think that maybe Hashem did not prohibit the dam of this special beria. Hachanami, bear yeshina. Just like by dam I said, so to here by chelev, I will say the same thing. It says Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, you have no proof to your sheet that we're only dealing here on a Drabbanan level. And now we go into the Inuyim of Yom HaKippurim. Tanu Rabbanan. Tanu is Nafshe Seichem. The Pasuk says that on the 10th day of the 7th month, Ta'anu is Nafshe Seichem, V'chol Melocha Lo Yisasu, and you shouldn't do any Melocha on Yom Kippur either. Ta'anu is Nafshe Seichem. What does Inuy exactly mean? Yochel, I would think, Yeshiv Becham, he should go to sit in the hot sun, and he should boil in the hot sun. Or he should go into the freezing atmosphere, because they should start so that he should actively have pain. Talmud Loimer, so we learn from the pasuk not like that. Because since it puts inui next to kol malacha loisasu, I learn out, ma malacha shavi al tasa, just like by malacha, the 39 malachas are, you have to refrain from doing it, af inui nefesh, so to the discomfort that you have to have on Yom Kippurim, is by shavi al tasa, like the isurim that we have of not eating and not drinking. But here, you were telling me, go into the heat, go into the freezing condition. The Torah is not speaking about an inui where you have to do something, it's an inui where you refrain from eating or drinking. The aim of the Gemara asks the question, maybe you could still say it's speaking about the sun and the cold. Hey, chadiyasa b'shimsha v'chayim, or as the Bach puts in, the word is v'chomim lei, it's very hot for him in the sun. Loi neimalei, we will not tell him, kum tuv betula, get up and go into the shade. Or yasav betula, he's in the shade, v'karli, he's freezing. Loi neimalei, kum tuv b'shimsha, we're not going to tell him, go and warm yourself up into the sun. In other words, by heat and cold, there's also a way where it could be passive, where he's not doing something. He's already sitting there, and I tell him, you're there already? Make an inui and boil, or make an inui and freeze. The Gemara answers, no. Since we had the connection with Malacha, Dum Yud Malacha, again, it has to be exactly like Malacha. Ma Malacha Lechalakta Ba'af Inu Lechalakta, just like by Malacha, there is no difference. It's always one of refraining Shevi Al Tasa from not doing. So too by Inui, it's always refraining, like by Achilu Shtia Mashenke, by the heat and cold. Sometimes it'll be refraining, as Rashi explains, but sometimes it won't be refraining. It'll mean you will go into the heat or you'll go into the cold. Something, an inui, which is sometimes possible to do it by actively doing something, that's not the inui we're talking about. We're talking about an inui, which always the inui comes about through passivity by not doing something. Continues the Gemara Tanya, we learned in another brisa. Tanus Namshir Seich, Yochel Yeshu Becham Vitzin Vitzar, again, like we had the Havamina before. Maybe it means that you have to get up and go into the sun and boil, or into the freezing weather and freeze. Talmud Loimer, V'chom Alochel Isasu. We learn it from the connection in the same pasuk where it says, "Kol malach leisas," don't do any work. Ma malach adav shechayav alav b'makom acher, af inu nefesh shechayav alav b'makom acher. Just like the malacha you find not only on Yom Kippur, you find it on Shabbos as well. So to the inu nefesh is an inu which we find someplace else. The ezeze, and what is that inu which we find someplace else? It's not going into the sun or the cold, which we don't find anywhere else, but rather it's an isra chila ze pigel v'noiser. This is the isra of thinking to do one of the malachas, one of the avodas with a korban, to eat it not in the right time, and then even if the person ate it in the right time, he was over on the isra pigel v'noiser, or if he left it over and he actually ate it after the allotted time that the Torah told him to eat it by. So on Yom Kippur, the person, if he ate pigel noiser, he would be chayiv for being over on inu nefesh for pigel noiser. Avi pigel noiser shein bekares. Maybe the only thing you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur are things which there's a chiv course on, such as pigel noiser v'lo avias tavel. What about if a person ate tavel on Yom Kippur shein bekares, that does not have a chiv course? How do I know? But it's only Misa B'day Shemayim. Tyson Yavam, Estav Bezim et Aleph, tells us the difference between Chorus and Misa B'day Shemayim. There are numerous differences. One difference is Chorus, the person dies before the age of 50, and Misa B'day Shemayim, the person dies before the age of 60. So maybe the Inui of Yom Kippur only refers to things where there would be a Chiv Chorus on, but not things which there's a Chiv Misa B'day Shemayim. We're going to have here five psukim which have the words of V'inisem es nafshar sechem, because the Torah says it five times, and each limud, each pasuk will be to add on. First we start with pigel v'noiser, now we go to tevel, which is not chorus, but which is misa v'day shemayim. Tamil loimer, it says a second time, tanu, and it also says v'inisem es nafshar sechem, ribo, we add not only pigel v'noiser, but also tevel. Avi atevel shu b'misa v'loi, avi asan nevei l'shan v'misa. What about something that's only an isra lav, there's no misa, no chorus, no misa? Tamil loimer, tanu v'inisem es nafshar sechem, ribo. I'm a third time, I'm marba. Obvious and avail, I'll add the avail ishu balav, that you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur, which has a low sas of obvious a chulin. What about just regular food where there's no iser whatsoever normally to eat it? She'ain a balav, there is no lav. How do I know that is prohibited on Yom Kippur? Tamalimba tanu v'nisam, it's never second riba. A fourth time, obvious chulin she'ainam bekum echoil, v'lo obvious a truma shehu bekum echoil. I only know chulin where there's no mitzvah to eat it. What about truma where there is a mitzvah for kahanim to eat it? We have another ribui. And finally, obvious a truma she'ena b'balter siru. Truma doesn't have any issue nicer. V'loy obvious a kachim, maybe kachim she'ena b'balter siru, which has nicer. If I leave it over, the person will be over on the lav of nicer. So maybe over there that does not go into the prohibition of eating it on Yom Kippur. Maybe the person should eat it so that he shouldn't be over on the lav. Talmud loymer, we have another ribui and a total of six times where the inisem as nafshar sechem is written, and therefore we're marber all these things, pigel and noiser and tevel and nevela and chulin and trum and kachim, that all of them are included in the iser of inui on Yom Kippur. Then continues the Gemara. V'im nafsh kolam, if you want, hareyu oimer v'avadati es hanefeshahi. I have a different place. If you don't like the limit that I had from all those ribuyim of v'inisim es nafshar sechem, I'll give you a whole different limit. It says v'avadati es hanefeshahi. It says concerning malach on Yom Kippurim that I will bring chorus to that person. But how does it phrase chorus? It's not v'nichrati, like Hashem usually says, I will bring chorus, but v'avadati. So we see, even though the pasuk is written here about doing malach on Shabbos, but, on Yom Kippurim, but we see that it also refers to the inui, and it refers to it as vavarti as a nefeshahi. Inui shehu avedas hanefesh. It's an inui which has a loss of the person. There's something being diminished because he's not eating and drinking, so his life source is being diminished. Ve'ezeze. And what is this referring to? Ze achil v'shtia. That refers to achil v'shtia. So here's another limit that the inui is achil v'shtia. Mayim nafshkolomer. What does it mean if you want? What didn't you like about all all the v'inisim v'nafshaseichem, all those extra ribuyim that were marber, all those items, pigul and tevel, etc., etc. The chitim are about arayis komishtoikra. It's not speaking about isra chila. Those v'inisim are referring to arayis, because arayis, we're going to see, is also called inui, and arayis is also the makam acher. You have to have malacha. We said before makam acher is Shabbos, so here makam acher will be the isra arayis. So maybe it's speaking about the isser of Tashmish on Yom Kippurim. That's what the Torah is referring to here. Harehu Oimer Vavadati an Nefesh Inu Sheish Bravedis Nefesh Ve'ezezem. What is that Zachilu V'Shtiya? So again, it has to be a diminishing of the person, and that is only an inu of a Chilu V'Shtiya. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Rabbi Shmuel learned, the Bei Smash Rabbi Shmuel learned another way that the inu refers to a Chilu V'Shtiya. Namer Kan Inu, it says here by Yom Kippurim Inu. V'Namer Lahalan Inu, it says over there by the Mon Vayancha Vayarivech, which we had in last week's parsha, Parsha's Akev, that I gave you suffering by giving you the mon, as we're going to learn that since the Bnei Yisrael didn't see what they were eating, so that caused them not to enjoy their food completely, and the mele was an inui, so just like the inui over there has to do with food, malahala inui ravoin, it has to do with hunger, avkan inui ravoin, here the inui by Yom Kippur is also inui ravoin, for eight gemara of a nail of me and tana es benoisa, I love and said to Yaakov, he made him promise that he would not hold back marital relationships. That was the inui that Lavan was referring to when he spoke to Yaakov. So just like Tan over there has to do with prevention of Tashmir Shamita, maybe that's the inui that we're speaking about on Yom Kippurim here also, and not a Chilushtiya. So we answer, Donan inui the Rabbim, inui the Rabbim. We learned the inui of Rabbim, as Rashi explains. We learned the inui of Yom Kippurim, which is a Rabbim, from Mon, which was also with a Rabbim. They done an inu de Rabbim. We do not learn inu de Rabbim. Inu de Yochid from Lavan, that was an inu of a Yochid. Frey, the Gemara of a Nail from inu de Mitzrayim. But we could still say it's referring to Tashmir Shamita, because we could learn it from the inu of Mitzrayim. The Siv, Vayar es an Yenu. Vamrinu, what does it mean that Hashem saw our suffering? Zu preaches the Erecheretz that there was not normal family life. So we see, so again, the inui could be referring to Tashmir Shamita and not Achilush Sia. If you're going to say you're learning Rabbim from Rabbim, I'll have a Rabbim which is speaking about Tashmir Shamita from Mitzrayim. Ela the Gemara concludes, Donin Inui B'dei Shemayim, Me Inui B'dei Shemayim. We learn Inui from Hashem, which is Yom Kippur, from the Inui from Hashem, which is concerning the Mon. Me Donin Inui B'dei Shemayim. We do not learn Inui from Hashem, Me Inui B'dei Adam, from the prevention of Tashmir Shamita, which is something that is totally on the person, as opposed to coming B'dei Shemayim. So Mele, in the final analysis, the inu here refers to Achilu Shasiya, and how do we know?